Yes, and talking with livestock specialists across the state, the saving grace potentially here is the wind speed out there. With these southerly winds, the air is not going to be stagnant. There's going to be movement of air out there. So along with sweat, along with some moisture availability out there, we should see, in concert with these winds, conditions that are, while not optimal in terms of the amount of heat that we're going to see, are going to be much better than heat waves that we've seen previously. And on the crop side, with the dew points being as high as they will be, the atmospheric demand is going to be less, even with windy and warm conditions. So the moisture stress on corn and beans shouldn't be as bad. And as you mentioned, the physiological stage, we're still not at pollination and tasseling on a widespread scale.